coming up on the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast.
The goal is to increase energy, maybe lose some weight, right? Everyone's choosing a diet for those goals. Well, the number one reason for mitochondrial failure or low ATP is iodine deficiency. And that is why the Accelerodyne iodine is, you know, one of my top supplements and is in all of my cleanses. Because even if you don't want to do a full cleanse and you just want to do one thing, iodine helps with inflammation, histamines. It neutralizes viruses, bacteria, and other foreign pathogens. It was actually used during the Spanish 1918 flu for to devitalize the virus. It cleanses the liver. It helps with hormonal levels. And it detoxes everything that we just talked about.
Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I'm Brian Grinn, and I'm here to give you actionable tips to get your body back to what it once was 5, 10, even 15 years ago. Each week, I'll give you an in-depth interview with a health expert from around the world to cut through the fluff and get you long-term sustainable results. This week, I interviewed Sarah Banta. She's the founder of Accelerated Health Products, and we discussed health, detoxification, and optimizing energy levels. She also shared her personal journey of overcoming various health issues and how she discovered the power of supplements and a healthy diet. She emphasizes the importance of detoxification, particularly in a world that's becoming increasingly toxic. We also discussed the benefits of iodine supplementation, the role of caffeine in energy optimization, and the importance of healing the gut. Really enjoyed my interview with Sarah. I know you will too. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show.
All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grinn, and on for the second time, Sarah Banta. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I'm super excited to be back, and things have changed.
Yeah, you got some new, is that a new studio that you have, or is that the same?
Same. I'm actually in my home. I'm in my office at the moment. I'm a mom of three and a wife, so I take those jobs very seriously and want to be available when I'm needed.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Nice little supplements in the background there.
Yep.
You are a health coach. You got supplement expert. You host the Accelerated Health Radio. And on the Accelerated Health Radio, you come out with the one every week?
Actually, three.
So three a week.
Mondays and Tuesdays, they're live shows, so you can jump on in with live questions. And then I throw in a bonus on Thursday.
Oh, nice. So that'll keep you busy.
Yeah, it does. It's fun. I love what I do, and I'm so passionate because these supplements and the diet and all of these things are what brought me from my rock bottom. So I just want to share the knowledge, and our world is getting more toxic and more difficult to navigate, and more people are sick and don't understand why, right? And I'm sure you're seeing that too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what would you say? I know you came on, gosh, I don't even know, it was 3-4 years ago probably now at this point. Just so people have not met you, what brought you to health and helping others? What kind of things have you overcome to get to this point?
Where do we start? When I was at my rock bottom, I had heavy metal toxicity, PCOS, IBS, Crohn's disease, colitis. My hair was falling out. My acne was bad. You name it, I had it. I had tubes up me, around me, and down me, and the doctors couldn't tell me what to do. And so I searched who is now my mentor, a natural practitioner using biofeedbacks, a Skio machine, and we just peeled my health like an onion. He taught me about Chinese and Ayurvedic herbals, but he's also a master in cutting edge ingredients. So what we have, as it unfolded, as my health unfolded, like I mentioned, mom of three, my eldest at 9 years old was diagnosed with leukemia. And I didn't know anything about diet back then. So I was microwaving my corn dogs. I mean, honestly, I should be put in jail for what I was doing in my early years. And that boy, because of my flagship product, the Accelerated colloidal silver that's enhanced with scalar frequencies, he was non-cancerous within a year. But not just that, his cells were nice and dark and plump, whereas before they were like donuts. And I don't know if you've ever seen cells underneath a microscope, but if they have donut holes in them, it means they're nutritionally deficient and they're acidic and there's nothing in there. And so not only did the cancer cells disappear, but his nutritional deficiencies all disappeared. And he was a thriving boy. And fast forward to, you know, the last couple of years during the pandemic, all five of us, my husband, myself, my three kids, tested positive at least once, and no one had a symptom. And that's due to my supplements and especially the accelerated silver. But with that, you know, that he had cancer. My other two children had issues. My one daughter, anemia, allergies, asthma. I could not get her off the couch to go on her bike. And every kid wants to go on their bike, right? And she is now a 19-year-old college student at USC rowing for their rowing team, one of the most difficult aerobic and anaerobic strength sports you can get. And she's thriving as a freshman. And then my youngest daughter, she had issues with learning, reading. She wasn't ADHD. We couldn't really diagnose her, but she couldn't comprehend what she was reading. And through supplementation and body mind work, she is now in every honors class available, and she's only looking at top schools because she wants to make sure she's continued to be challenged. So in other words, we've all overcome very different problems. And what I've learned through all of my personal challenges and my family's challenges and my clients' challenges is that all of these problems that are so different all come from the same thing. It's all sourced by very few things that once you get those corrected, then everything else falls in line.
And so when you said you tested and you guys were all positive, are you talking about for heavy metals toxicity? No,
the virus.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
And your flagship product, which we've brought up a couple of times, Scalar Silver, was previously called, right?
Yes. So it is a colloidal silver enhanced with scalar. And we just changed the name because most people don't know about scalar silver. So it is a colloidal silver that is enhanced with scalar frequencies. And the frequencies enhance the efficacy of the product. And they're also programmed with specific frequencies to target certain foreign pathogens that I don't want to name, and also to help take the shock out of the body. So everyone's walking around with physical and mental shock. That's, you know, that's who we are and what we are. And so all of my supplements are enhanced with scalar frequencies to decrease or neutralize that shock.
Interesting. And when you say shock, you emotional and physical shock, are you referring to almost like stress?
Okay. Traumas, that sort of thing. Just when you've got blockages from traumas, little traumas all throughout your life or the big traumas, healing cannot get through, right? You need to increase your life force, your chi throughout your body to let it work and these supplements to be absorbed and accepted by the body. For instance, scar tissue, a physical form of a blockage, and I used to have one right here on my arm from going through a window when I was younger, it is a place where parasites love to hide and live. And one thing that I can do, or anyone can do, is take my Acceleradyne iodine, because iodine kills parasites and also helps break up scar tissue. So you put it on topically and you use a gua sha tool to rub on it to break up that scar tissue. When I did that, I saw a rash come out because those parasites were trying to come out of my skin. And so it was a physical representation of how blockages in the body can stop energy and block the meridians in your body. And, you know, so that's where my knowledge in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine is helpful to understand the deeper part of what's going on in the body, in addition to having cutting edge ingredients that are more modern and high tech, but of course, all natural.
And I noticed you have quite a bit of detox cleanses for sale on your website. Maybe touch a little bit on the importance of detoxification and how do we know sort of which one to sort of go, you know, which sort of path to go?
Yeah, well, like I said, most of us are functioning with low ATP, low mitochondrial health. And I know both you and I have talked about the theory of should you be on a low carb diet, a high carb diet, low fat diet, all of these diets. But it's not necessarily about the diets. It's about what is going to boost your metabolic health, boost your mitochondrial health, and boost your ATP. And if you look at most people, they're all suffering from insulin resistance. And what happens is the cells are full of toxins. They're not just full of sugar, right? It's not, sugar is not the bad guy. But if your fat cells, which are stuffed with toxins and radiation and processed foods, and we'll go through some of the specific things that we are being targeted with, if they're full of all of that junk, then the insulin's bringing in some glucose and knocking on the door of the cell, and the cell says, hey, I'm full. I can't take anymore. Whether it's sugar or anything. So being on a low carb diet might take the gas or the foot off the gas pedal and help. But the real problem is that our fat cells are stuffed with toxins. So looking at like the causes of insulin resistance, this will get into why we need detoxification. Number one, processed foods are constituting 70% of the typical American diet. So most of a person's diet is not real food. So we're not talking about sugar, fat, and protein, or carbs, fat, and protein. We're talking about food or not food. This is not food. Processed food literally steals ATP from the mitochondria. And ATP is your metabolism, is your energy, is your brain energy, and your focus, right? So as we're eating food for energy, it's not being converted into energy and it's actually stealing that energy. So the processed foods, not only are they not food, they're full of toxins, seed oils, linoleic acid, the GMOs, the grains, artificial sweeteners, and then it's stripped away the natural fiber most people need to tell them to fill them up and say, hey, I'm full, right? Okay. So, and they also don't have the protein or the amino acids in them. These emulsifiers in them, these toxic ingredients, they literally, the body says, I don't know what to do with this. I don't recognize it. It is not real food. I'm going to encapsulate it in a fat cell and I'm going to store it away for survival. The body's job is to survive, right? So all of these ingredients in the processed food have completely disrupted our guts. They've caused leaky gut, so we're not even absorbing the good nutrients from the good organic food that we're taking in. They're causing brain fog, backing up the liver. Okay, you gotta love your liver. And that's why I do recommend most people doing a liver flush at least 3 to 4 times a year, especially if you have hypothyroidism or get nauseous or your hair's falling out. Your liver is a huge part of your digestion and assimilation of nutrients. Most people today, and I think this is why the keto diet has completely taken a dive as far as popularity, our livers are so backed up that we cannot break down fats and proteins very well. And if you don't do liver flushes to cleanse out those cholesterol deposits and the stones that are sitting in your gallbladder, then your body or your liver can't do its work. The liver has to process the radiation. The radiation from non-ionizing and ionizing sources, they increase insulin resistance without eating a morsel of chocolate. They attack the nervous system, the endocrine system, hormonal system. That's why you see so much infertility and estrogen dominance in men. Testosterone has taken a dive in men. I actually had a conversation with my son, who's 21 years old, about how all of his friends don't probably have the sex drive that they did, you know, 30, 40 years ago as a 21-year-old boy or man, right? So the body from radiation, and this is away from the processed foods, is under threat, right? Whenever the body's under threat, it goes into survival mode and it makes that switch. It lowers its metabolic rate. It converts that T4, inactive thyroid hormone, into reverse T3 instead of free T3, which is actually going to cause the body to store more fat without eating any more, and then also lower that metabolism and say, okay, I don't know if I'm being attacked by radiation or chased by a tiger or facing a famine. So I need to lower my metabolic rate so I can survive longer, right? That's the body's job. So we've got radiation coming from smartphones, 5G, smart meters, the x-rays, the EMFs, so much more. Now they're rolling out 6G in certain countries. So all of this radiation is lowering ATP. It's killing our mitochondria. And the goal is to increase mitochondria. The increased toxicity in our body that our bodies are dealing with, just like I mentioned, the GMOs and the glyphosate from our food supply. But then you have the lead, the mercury, the other heavy metals, vaccinations, water with fluoride, chlorine and bromide, all of those halogens that our ancestors never dealt with. Those toxins backing up the liver on top of the radiation, on top of the processed foods. We've got all of these other toxins. I just did a podcast on forever chemicals that us women are putting on our face with makeup and skin products and all of that. The skin is the largest organ, right? So it's going to soak in all those toxins from everything we're using. And here's one that no one's talking about, the spike protein. And we have to be careful with what we talk about it, but we do know that the ACE2 receptor is affected, and that is in the liver. And what this is doing is it's causing dysregulation of insulin. So if you ate an apple 4 years ago and you ate that same apple and you're the same person and you had, you know, you haven't aged or anything else, you're going to have a higher insulin response today than you did 4 years ago because of the spike protein. Insulin is a fat storing hormone. So why do we have all this unexplained weight gain? Why do we have all of this insulin resistance? The spike protein is making it that much worse. It's also causing hormonal imbalance, oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is the number one killer of the body, right? Water retention and inflammation, joint pain, brain fog. It's literally causing and wreaking havoc all over our endocrine system and our bodies.
What would you say, Sarah, is like some natural ways people can, you know, obviously you can't avoid everything in the environment, right? We have these environmental factors, like you mentioned, whether it's car exhaust or the 5G, we're surrounded by it. So it's like sort of this is the cards we've been dealt to some degree, unless we move to some deserted island. Obviously you have a lot of products, which is great. But what some natural ways or sort of things that we do from a day-to-day point standpoint that can help sort of alleviate some of these toxins?
Okay, so that's the good news. And I'm in this business and I'm so passionate about it because there's always a solution, right? And it's going to get harder and harder, but it's also going to create more solutions. So the problem is, with most people are iodine deficient. And iodine, right? Remember what I said, whether you are low carb, low fat, paleo, vegan, whatever. The goal is to increase energy, maybe lose some weight, right? Everyone's choosing a diet for those goals. Well, the number one reason for mitochondrial failure or low ATP is iodine deficiency. And that is why the Accelerodyne iodine is, you know, one of my top supplements and is in all of my cleanses. Because even if you don't want to do a full cleanse and you just want to do one thing, iodine helps with inflammation, histamines. It neutralizes viruses, bacteria, and other foreign pathogens. It was actually used during the Spanish 1918 flu for to devitalize the virus. It cleanses the liver. It helps with hormonal levels. And it detoxes everything that we just talked about. The radiation, the heavy metals, the toxins in our food, the fluoride, the bromide, the chlorine, lead, mercury, the xenoestrogens, all of that, it goes into the cells and detoxes the cells. So what most people don't know is the cell's membrane is 50% saturated fat, 50% unsaturated fat. And it needs iodine to be a part of that layer, right? Iodolipid, meaning iodine fat. And if you don't have enough iodine, then the nutrients can't get into the cells and the toxins can't get out of the cells. So number one, you need iodine for that cell membrane being the brain of the cell. And then inside the cell, in the mitochondria, the iodine produces 36 ATP versus just 2 ATP. So you are getting an 18-fold of energy. So what happens when you have cellular energy increased by 18 times? You want to go run. You want to go do life. You have energy. You have brain energy. The brain fog goes away. The thyroid turns on. And it helps with blood sugar levels even. It is also showing to help ease and alleviate the symptoms that we were talking about with the spike protein. So
now I was just going to ask, Sarah, are most people that you work with, do they get tested or is it based on maybe their thyroid hormone or how do people know if they might be lacking in iodine? Because I think is iodine deficiency, is it fairly prevalent or is it they're low amounts? But because I know that a lot of people get iodine from the soil, right? And obviously our soils depleted up a lot of nutrients as it is.
Brian, 96% of the United States is deficient in iodine. And that statistic was from years ago. And our soils are completely depleted. 96. So if you are not taking an iodine supplement, and most iodine supplements, which I am posting on my social media, an example of other iodines and the bioavailability, most iodine supplements only have 10 to 20% bioavailability, where the Accelerodyne has 100% bioavailability because it's the active form. Most iodine supplements are like potassium iodide or two molecules of iodine together. The body, which is so weak already, most people are suffering from suboptimal thyroid function, has to take apart these molecules to use the iodine. Where my iodine, the Accelerodyne, is I minus, meaning it's one single atom of iodine that is ready to absorb to every 100 trillion cells in the body, whether it's in your hair or your big toe, and especially your thyroid and your ovaries and your breast tissue and your gonads, all of that, because iodine is so important. But it is indispensable for synthesizing thyroid hormones, T2, T3, and T4. So with that, because with T2, T3, and T4, that is tyrosine and 2, 3, and 4 molecules of iodine. So you need it for everything. And people think about it for just thyroid. And the theory that people should be careful with iodine, that has been debunked. There's so many studies that are saying that you can't not really overdose on iodine if you have a bad reaction from iodine, it typically is from the toxic material that is in the supplement. It is not from the actual iodine. It also is helping cleanse the blood. So as we're detoxing, whether it's your liver detox or a radiation and heavy metals detox, or, you know, just a basic keto detox. I call it keto because it helps you get into ketosis, but then you support it with a lower fat, higher protein diet. But it's just really meant to support intermittent fasting without stressing. So with the Accelerodyne iodine, that is number one in all of my cleanses for that reason, because it is doing all of these things all at once. And I actually had a client email me today saying, can my two-year-old take Accelerodyne iodine? Yes, iodine is so important for pregnant women and children. It helps with IQ. It helps with detoxification, of course. But so it is known, and you can research this, that has been shown to increase IQ. So that is really important for children. But with the cleanses, the second supplement that is in most of my cleanses is called the Accelerated Keto. We are changing the name because it is not a keto supplement. It does kick you into ketosis, and that elevates the ATP production by 5 to 10 times. Remember, the goal is to increase ATP. I actually had someone join my group yesterday, and she was telling me that over the last 6 months, she's gained 20 pounds, and she's my size. She's not a big person. 20 pounds on a vegan diet, and she had stopped drinking, but she's still gaining weight. Why? Well, when you're on a vegan diet and you're not getting any nutrients, and we can talk about the specific fat-burning foods or fat-storing foods if you want, she has no energy either, because she's not eating any nutrient-dense meat or wild meat. And her ATP has gone to the floor. She has no energy. Well, the Accelerated Keto increases the mitochondrial health, the ATP, by 5 to 10 times. It enhances the metabolism, but it also cleanses the liver on a daily basis. So for those of you scared to do a full liver flush, just taking the Accelerated Keto and the Accelerodyne iodine together, you're cleansing your liver on a daily basis, and you're reducing fatty liver disease. Most people right now walking around have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I believe the statistic is about 50% of people have fatty liver. And it detoxifies the cells that and the toxins that are slowing down the metabolism. Remember, if the liver is stacked up with all of these toxins, it can't function. It can't metabolize that protein and break down the protein into amino acids to send to your hair and your muscles. It will just sit, and then your body doesn't know what to do with it. It's going to slow the whole thing down. Your thyroid slows down, and you're going to stack up the toxins in those fat cells. So,
Sarah, quick question for you. As far as iodine is, obviously you have your Accelerodyne iodine. If someone gets like a really good quality sea salt, can that help as well?
I love this question. Salt, and I have the best salt on the planet. It's the Accelerated Ancient Salt. You still need to supplement with iodine. So the salt has a very little bit in it. Iodized salt is really not around anymore. And in a study testing 39 different types of salts, 36 of them had microplastics. So here you are taking in salt that you think you're getting iodine in, and it's got the toxins that are kicking the iodine out. So a good salt helps, because you do need salt. Salt is very important. Salt plumps up the volume of the blood to get the toxins out. And a good quality salt, like the accelerated salt, has 62 minerals and helps with digesting fats. And it has a negative charge to pull out the positively charged toxins. So if you think about food and medications and supplements, everything has a charge to it, whether it's positive or negative. Toxins, parasites, viruses, medications, any prescription drugs, all of those are positively charged. So the negative charge of acceleridine, or the negative charge of accelerated silver, or the negative charge of the accelerated salt, pulls out those positively charged toxins that are inhibiting true health. So to answer your question, you have to supplement with a proper iodine, unfortunately.
Another, and this is turning the corner a little bit. We talked a little bit offline. I wanted to touch on, you did a video on caffeine. Maybe we can touch on that a little bit, because I think there's a lot of like pre-workout, like shakes and drinks and powders. And I think a lot of it can be sort of a waste. I think there's been some studies showing that a little bit of caffeine can just go a long way and be a great pre-workout. So maybe let's touch on sort of, some people wonder if caffeine's good for them or not. And what are your thoughts around that?
I drink my cup of coffee every morning. I will go back and forth between having tea versus coffee. Coffee can be high histamine. So if you have pain or if you have a histamine intolerance, that's something to worry about. But there's strategy to using caffeine. Number one, don't use it if you have adrenal fatigue. And a lot of people do, right? If you have to think about your energy bank as a bank. You can't keep drawing money out without putting money in. So if you're not sleeping right, or if you're overly stressed and you're just drinking caffeine to try to get that energy back, you know, the bank's going to start calling you and saying, hey, I'm going to shut your account down, right? Because nothing's for free. There's nothing for free. Energy it doesn't change. But knowing that and saying that, how can you maximize this and use it strategically? Because our goal is to increase that ATP, increase the mitochondrial health. Right? That is true of cellular energy. Caffeine, if you delay your caffeine consumption by 90 to 120 minutes after waking, you may not experience the afternoon crash that most people do. And it's so funny because my daughter, who I mentioned, is in college and she has to get up at 6 a.m. to row every morning for practice. She goes, Mom, what I'm doing is I'm actually saving my coffee for after my workout, because she has a second workout at about 1 p.m. No. And so if she had her coffee at 5 a.m, she'd be dead for the afternoon and falling asleep in class. But this way she is getting that great energy in the afternoon. So just by delaying it for a little bit, that will help. If you're used to consuming it right when you wake up, just try to cut it in half and then save the other half for a little later. You can also look at morning sunlight. That's going to increase the peak of cortisol pulse by 50%. This is going to increase your mood and alertness and wipe away any of those other feelings of fatigue. And so that, and then if you wake up and immediately consume the caffeine without the sunlight, you're blocking the adenosine receptor. And because of that, the indirect effects of caffeine on the cortisol system, you are reducing the clearance of adenosine. Exercising. You want to eliminate the adenosine and spike of cortisol in the morning, and that exercise will do it. So exercising right when you wake up and consuming the caffeine immediately after waking, that's going to help with the crash in the afternoon.
So if I'm hearing you right, you should probably wait a little bit, right, to have your caffeine, you know, let your natural cortisol wake you up. Yeah. Is that what you're, so at least wait an hour or two to strategically use that caffeine to help get you going, maybe like a mid-morning cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I believe the half-life of caffeine is 6 hours, I want to say. So, you know, a cup of coffee can be in the system for quite a while. So I always try to recommend, if you're going to have it before noon.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people have it in the afternoon early, and some people can tolerate caffeine better than others. I'm not great at it. So I'm pretty sensitive to caffeine. So I have to watch when I take it.
So you bring up a good point, is that everyone metabolizes caffeine differently. And you can get this answer through genetic testing. And I have done that. And I have an average tolerance to caffeine, but some people metabolize it very slow and some metabolize it very fast. And that's why some people can drink and go right to bed. There's no way I could. I can't drink it past 3 o'clock. And I don't drink it in the afternoon just because I want to make sure that my body is having that natural rhythm of cortisol. You're supposed to have your cortisol come down. But as far as working out, yes, it does increase fat oxidation. And so it will help with numbing that pain. And you typically are able to lift heavier weights or push yourself a little harder. The one thing to think about, though, is you can do that as well with increasing your salt intake. And I actually put salt in my coffee, my accelerated salt. Having salt has been proven to increase an athlete's workout by 21% or 21 minutes. So you get that energy for an extra 21 minutes, and coffee or caffeine does dehydrate you. So the salt will help hydrate you. And then the Accelerodyne iodine also helps hydrate the cells. Iodine can actually increase hydration. So you get that ATP burst of with the energy from the Accelerodyne. That's when why I take my iodine first. I follow it up with a little salt, and then I'll drink half of my cup of coffee, go do my workout, and have the rest.
So do you put the iodine supplement in your coffee?
No. So okay. The Accelerodyne iodine, it is active form, meaning that it is going in the body and it is looking for something to attach to. So you need to take it at least 12 minutes away from any food or drink to let it go do its work. And so you can't put it in juice or you can't put it in coffee, unfortunately.
I wanted to ask you this. I mean, you've been doing this for, when did you start your podcast, radio, and your health supplements?
My business started in about 2015, and my podcast, I think it was 2018.
And I'm just curious, is there anything that you've changed your mind on?
Oh, yes. And
why don't you give us one or two things that sort of stick out that you've changed your mind on since then?
Low carb. What I've realized, and this is back to insulin resistance and disease, right? I believe insulin resistance is a huge cause of most diseases, but it's not from the sugar and the carbs. I have tweaked my diet where I'm eating at least now, oh gosh, maybe 400 calories of carbs a day. And before I was very low carb. And what I've noticed is that my metabolism has actually increased and my body is so much happier. And why? I think the myths about low carb, high carb, it's just completely been hijacked, the whole theory, because of processed foods, because of these toxins and the radiation and all of this stuff has really just hijacked our body. And we're getting confused as to what to do, right? Your parents, Brian, my parents, they didn't think about carbs or fat or protein. They just ate real food. There wasn't really processed food around. And so the goal is to optimize your metabolism, not just for weight loss, but metabolism is super important for your hormones, for your brain activity, for your energy, your motivation, for your immune system. And that goal is to increase that ATP. So when you eliminate the things that are causing the ATP to fail and to be lowered, and you then use real foods, including fruits and vegetables and maybe some other foods that are higher carb that work for your body, once your gut is healed, you can handle it. So if someone comes to me with a bad gut, that's a different story, right?
Right. And Jay talks about the issue of inefficient carb metabolism.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people do get relief right off the bat if they maybe go, let's just say, go carnivore. because they're eliminating the things that have sort of caused, or not necessarily caused, but that they're having trouble digesting, right? Like a lot of individuals can't break down certain carbohydrates. And so by eliminating it, it sort of helps, but long-term, it might not be the best answer, maybe initially. That's why some people, when they do some type of fasting, they get gut relief right away because they don't have to digest anything. That doesn't necessarily, that might sort of cover it up for a while, but you can obviously always fast. You have to eventually be able to break down foods. So healing the gut is a huge one. I know he talks a lot about that.
That is paramount. And so I am in total alignment with Jay on that. When you take the foot off the gas pedal while you're healing the gut, I incorporate digestive enzymes, HCL supplements, maybe even a histamine supplement for people who have a hard time with digestion. I use a spore biotic, not a typical probiotic, to help with the gut. If your gut is not healed, you've got all the LPS that he talks about, that Jay talks about. Those endotoxins can cause fat gain. Those can cause a total disruption in your whole body. So when you heal the gut, and then you're able to digest all these foods that are whole foods, that don't come in a package, that are not processed foods, your body can assimilate the nutrients. And like I said before, the liver health is paramount, because the liver is where proteins are broken down into amino acids and the fats are broken down. And one thing that no one's really talking about, and Jay touches on it a little bit, is because of the hijacked food system and GMOs and glyphosate, a lot of people can't eat sulfur foods. Sulfur foods are the broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, even onions and garlic, egg yolks. Those could back up your liver and back up your detox pathways. The oxalates are another group of foods that some people have to stay away from. Amyloid proteins in chicken. Don't hit me. I'm just the messenger. But amyloid proteins cannot get broken down into usable amino acids, and they get deposited in the brain for Alzheimer's and dementia. So you could be eating a low-carb, healthy, organic diet and be having sulfur, oxalates, amyloids, and even moldy foods like grapes or mushrooms that used to be healthy and that used to work for your body, whereas now they don't, and they're just putting more of a burden on your body. And so when you clear those things out, focus on the foods that are, I have an accelerated food guide that lists out all of the yes foods and the no foods. So when you ask, have you changed your mind on things? It's not about low calorie or low carb. It's about the right foods to cleanse the detox pathways so your body can use the food for energy, and you will feel better, and you will use all of the calories that you're eating, and the weight will just be released because your body won't need to hold on to those fat stores to encapsulate all of those toxins. And it says, oh, I now trust you. I will let go of these toxins and everything. I will let go of this excess weight. So it's not about calories in, calories out, or low carb, or all of these vegetables that are supposedly healthy that could have worked for us 5 years ago, but now no longer do.
And what would you say, this is a question I ask pretty much all my guests, and I probably asked it to you 4 years ago, but you've probably changed your mind maybe on it. What would you say, what one tip would you give an individual who's maybe looking to get their body back to what it once was, maybe like 10, 15 years ago?
Accelerodyne iodine. It is the number one thing because it increases fat oxidation, it increases thyroid health, it increases hormonal balance, it increases mood, lifts depression, helps with just literally everything, keeping your immune system. And to add on to that, I would say be mindful, be grateful, be in the present moment. I always say to my kids, with all that we've gone through, you know, my son having cancer and everything, that was the story and the lesson that taught me that, you know what? God is giving us these challenges for a reason, to strengthen our muscle. So I always say with every challenge and every disappointment, I cannot wait to see what I learned from this. And so turn around the stressors in your life as more of opportunities and change your or shift your mindset around it. And your life will change.
Love that. Where's the best place for people to find you, Sarah?
Everything's at my website, sarahbantahealth.com. My store is there, links to my group coaching that's free. There's no downside. It's on Telegram. It's uncensored, which is amazing. So I can say anything I want. And you can ask your questions.
Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.